Ain't that the truth? Where does this crazy world stop? Round and round it goes. Episode 8, February 16th. Thank you for being back. That was 1982 Steve Miller Band, Abracadabra. Thank you, Hottie. Love you, big dog. Yeah, we're here. We're back. We're doing it again. Let's get after some of this stuff here. The world's on fire, so that's the good news. All right. Not that I really think this person's worth speaking about at all, but I do have to mention this. It was recently revealed that Chris Cuomo, former CNN news anchor and kind of like one of their flagship dudes, also the brother of Andrew Cuomo, infamous Andrew Cuomo, the mayor of New York, who essentially killed a bunch of people, threw a bunch of elderly into these old folks' homes during COVID. A bunch of, you know, the elderly that were in the same homes with the COVID positive patients just kind of got left there to be infected and die. Very disturbing stuff. But, you know, these dudes, Chris Cuomo and his brother Andrew, they've gotten away with everything forever. These guys think they're Italian mobsters, you know. Somebody called Chris Fredo one time. Which, if you know anything about The Godfather, that is pretty much I wouldn't say it's a slur, but it's definitely a bad reference to, you know, somebody in the Italian community. But yeah, he revealed that after he was let go from CNN for, you know, trying to use his leverage and his influence to help his brother Andrew out of some sexual harassment, some whatever kind of charges he was facing at the time. So CNN, you know, they terminated him indefinitely. And apparently, you know, when you're in the position that he has been in many years where, you know, you are the, like, one of their most useful idiots, like, you're up there on their list of useful idiots. And there's a few that I'm going to start with today. So he's not alone. But, yeah, this guy, he pretty much ran the narrative. He just did the whole COVID cult thing. He's infamous for saying that, you know, when he tested positive for COVID-19, that he was, you know, going to strictly quarantine in his home, in his apartment in New York. Never did. People saw him out multiple times during his quarantine. And, so that narrative was a bust. And, you know, it kind of, there's a few times that he's kind of pulled some crap and gotten away with it. But once he was fired officially, he about flipped out and admitted that he was not only homicidal, but suicidal. So this dude said, you know, when I got fired from CNN, I was so, you know, upset about the whole situation that, and he said, you know, he blamed his Italian blood, saying, you know, I wanted to kill everybody, including myself, like pretty much threatening to go in and, I don't know, probably go postal at CNN. Or, I mean, who's he kind of referring to as far as killing everybody, you know? So that's very disturbing stuff, but that kind of gives you a little, you know, window into the soul of, you know, these hardcore leftists. They really, honestly, if they're losing at a game of Monopoly or chess or something, you know, don't be surprised if they just up and just flip the damn table over because they're losing. So yeah, this guy, you know, was in a radio interview at some point, and he just went and just said it. You know, I was going to kill myself after I killed everybody else. And that was not a surprise, but it was very shocking that he actually, one, didn't do it. That's amazing. And two, that he would admit that he was even, you know, within that line of thinking. So, yeah, Chris Cuomo, good job, bro. Just really put the cherry on the top of your epic, disastrous end of the career. But whatever. Yeah. Let's talk about another useful idiot. Oh, well, there's, like I said, I got two more. Sean Penn. This is the dude that handed an Oscar over to Zelensky of Ukraine. And, you know, I think I would say that he probably deserves an Oscar because it has been quite the performance, and he's done an amazing job at extorting and pretty much sucking us as a country for, you know, war funds. Yeah, that's a really annoying story, but here's Sean Penn, you know, he's over there in Ukraine. He's doing everything he can to support the current thing. He's a total lop. But yeah, he's, you know, on camera multiple times saying, you know, if you don't, you have all the right in the world not to go outside if you decide you're not going to be vaccinated, you know, and he equates, you know, the unvaccinated people to, you know, walking around just pointing a loaded gun at people's faces. And, you know, the logic kind of, it checks out considering, you know, the rest of their logic and kind of where that all kind of always ends up. So, yeah, he says, feel free, you know, to not get your booster and also feel free to stay home and, you know, feel free to never work and feel free to not be a part of society because you're unvaccinated and you're, you know, you're a danger. You might as well be pointing a gun at people's faces, a loaded gun at people's faces, being unvaccinated in public. Unbelievable. Cannot believe you. Where do you get to that level of absolute? I mean, the dude is demented. But there you go. I mean, I'm sure this is going to just crush it for his career again. All these leftists, they're just destroying their career by kind of supporting the what everybody knows not to be true. You could blow smoke up America's ass quite a few times, but eventually we catch on. And this whole thing with, you know, the branch COVIDian act of, you know, we have recently a Gallup poll that said that there was only 27 or 28% of the American public that believes, you know, the mainstream media now and trusts our government, which is, you know, at least a semi-reasonable number, at least where around where it should be. You know, I mean, if there's even half of us that are stupid enough to believe the government right now, we'd all might as well just freaking throw this place away. But yeah, so Sean Penn, he's, you know, a Lancet poll literally just came, not a poll, but a Lancet study just came out, and they admitted, yeah, you know, natural immunity that, you know, you achieve by getting infected with COVID-19 is more robust and more effective than multiple mRNA jabs, vaccines. So, yeah, nobody believes him, and that's good. Nobody should believe him. We have John Legend. And, I mean, that guy is, he has beta male written all over him. What a dump. This dude, he's, you know, he's been sold out to Pfizer, and he is now gone on Twitter, and it's funny how they turn off the comments because they know they're just going to get ratioed on there, and so they just go ahead and just turn off the comments. That way, you know, nobody can say anything negative about him pushing for you to go run out right now and go get your vaccination, you know, for you and your family, because he did. And he did it because he cares, and you clearly don't because you're not vaccinated and boosted 10 times. There's, like, you know, a local radio station around here, K-Hey, and one of my buddies, Bubba, told me that, yeah, they're running ads all day right now saying, you know, if you haven't been boosted within 2 months, it's time to go get your booster. 2 months, really. So what do we got? We got 6 boosters per year at that rate. You guys really willing to just keep getting boosted and boosted and boosted until, like, you guys die? I mean, where, at what point do you know where they're just boosting you, you know, with one hand and out of their mouth at the same time they're saying, you know, natural infection and natural immunity is much better than this. But, you know, I guess both sides are just quadrupling down on stupid. So here we go. And it's funny because you see, you know, all the retweets and the quote tweets, and, you know, there's been like 6, 7 million, 8 million views on this post that, you know, John Lennon Legend, this PSA that he's putting out there to make sure that everybody go gets their jab. there's only like 300 and some likes or like 500 likes or something like that. I mean, nobody liked it because nobody trusts you guys again. So that's nice. It's good to know that nobody trusts them and nobody should be trusting these people. They're terrible humans. And Pfizer, you know, they bought the news. You know, everything's brought to you by Pfizer. You know, they're buying celebrities now. I mean, provided they have no soul and they're willing to sell it. But yeah, I mean, the grift continues. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, yesterday, a Belgian goalie, or maybe a couple days ago, a Belgian goalie, Arne SB, 25 years old, you know, he stopped the penalty kick, jumped up after a successful block, and then just collapsed on the field. They tried to defibrillate him. They tried to do everything. And the guy died right there. Or not right there, but before he made it to the hospital. Very, very tragic. Just heard a story about a middle schooler. I'm trying to think of exactly where it was. Saw it right before I jumped on here. But, I mean, the kid is 12 years old, and he just, you know, dropped dead after, you know, football practice. And tell me that something's not going on. I mean, these people know what they're doing. They're making $100 billion a year. Obviously, they can buy celebrities, they can buy the news, they can buy the narrative across the board. And you think about it, like how big is this business, you know, the grift and, you know, kind of what Pfizer's doing right now. Well, it's massive. You think about the whole American music industry, all put together. You know, it's a $15 billion, I apologize, industry. And then you have Pfizer over here almost, you know, almost 10 times, well, no, 7.5 times larger. So, yeah, I guess it's just kind of, the rest kind of is self-explanatory. We've been lied to about COVID on a scale that I don't even think that, like, people are able to wrap their minds around. And it is good to see people finally coming around and getting a glimpse of reality. But why did it take so long to get here? It's just, they've gotten away with so much for so long. And it's cool to see them panic, because that's essentially what they're doing now. You know, the whole, like, what in the world could that be? Like, there's an alien. There's Superman. Like, look up in the sky. Like, don't pay attention to what's going on right in front of your face. But yeah, it's like, and you think about these people and the people who are lying to you and what they have to gain other than money. It's control. And that's the big thing. You know, BlackRock is a big, you know, one of the bigger, I think Vanguard or BlackRock is like the biggest shareholder of Pfizer. And, you know, BlackRock's this huge corporation. It's like umbrella, you know, seeing it. I mean, there's 1,000 gajillion. If you look at what BlackRock owns, it's nuts. And BlackRock, these are these people that were, you know, outbidding Americans, American families for single family homes, you know. And this has been going on ever since COVID. And, you know, the whole Great Reset kind of movement began. And, you know, they're outbidding, you know, by crazy amounts of money, just making sure that they're creating a renter class, making sure that, you know, that families, upcoming families, can never afford to own. You know, the boot on the neck again. These are jackbooted thugs. They want you to be under their control. They want to subjugate you. They want you to eat the bugs. Okay. They want you just popping the pills. Whatever you do, don't be healthy. You know, don't go out and exercise, get some sunlight. Don't eat healthy. You know, don't do all the things that we know, that we've known, that are just common sense, that are good for your health. Just keep pumping yourself full of, you know, these vaccines every 2 months, and keep popping all these pills. You know, they have a new pill out specifically for postpartum depression now. So, you know, like I said, don't do anything like healthy for yourself, or, you know, mindful or physically positive. Just go ahead and just pop some pills. We got a you know, pill for everything. So it's all good. Got you covered. But BlackRock, not only, I mean, they're a huge stakeholder in Pfizer. So that's one thing. And they're also connected to this Ohio train disaster, which they own multiple railroad companies, and three of their railroad companies in three different states, mind you, all derailed in like a matter of a couple days. No coincidence there. Nothing to see here, folks. You know, it's all normal stuff. Asked good old Mayor Pete Buttigieg. This guy, he is a terrible, the Secretary of Transportation, I believe is his title. The only reason this guy got on the cabinet or has this title to begin with is because he was beating Biden in the primaries. And, you know, they had a phone call where it's like, okay, you give up, you know, you kind of jump out of the race and I'll make sure that you have a spot in our cabinet. And we're going to make you Secretary of Transportation. Well, now we got freaking trains derailing all over the freaking place. You know, we got planes pretty much running into each other. We have like just ongoing disaster after disaster as far as this stuff goes. You know, I don't know if you remember the old shipping container yards and all the crazy crap that the backing up and everything that went on with that. I haven't checked in on that in a while. Might be interesting to kind of check in on and see what's going on. But man, they're just kind of like, it's like BlackRock's got their little dirty little hands in everything. And you know, the CEO and chairman of BlackRock is this dude, Larry Fink. I mean, Rat Fink much? Like, what a perfect name. What a creep bag and scummy name that this guy has. And kind of makes sense. But they're, you know, he's like one of those World Economic Forum dudes. I mean, put him up there with George Soros and put him up there with Klaus Schwab. These people want you to eat the bugs. They want to depopulate you. They want this place to burn, and we're not going to let it happen. Just, you know, stay vigilant, people. So let's talk a minute about this Ohio train crash in East Palestine and kind of the weird implications that kind of came with that. Oh, and before I completely jump off of the whole Pete Buttigieg thing, mind you, he was at a press conference like 2 days ago, like when in the heart of this East Palestine, you know, Ohio train derailment, absolute disaster. And he made no mention of that, but he found plenty of time to mention the fact that there's too many white people on these construction work sites out here. You know, the race grift, the racial division that they're attempting to create, and the racial tension that, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, there's been more racial tension than I've ever experienced in my whole life by far. And this is all due to, you know, grifters and race baiters and people who want to divide and conquer us as a people and as a nation. And I hate that it's working. It really bothers me. And, you know, the whole vinyl chloride, it's butyl acrylate was another one. Benzene, which is, you know, dioxine. These things are extremely poisonous. These things are extremely toxic, extremely harmful. I mean, vinyl chloride turns into like, I cannot think of the middle element that it turns, but it pretty much, once it hits air or, you know, moist air or hits water, it turns into hydrochloric acid. This stuff is dangerous and extremely toxic. All the waterways, 200 plus square miles of premium farmland, you know. Waterways, 200 plus miles square radius of waterways, you know. And these are premium, contaminating this stuff. Right next, and I mean, these waterways are going to go, I assume, into the Great Lakes. And the Great Lakes are, you know, what are they? 84% of North America's surface fresh water. I mean, 84% of North America. That is, you're going to contaminate pretty much everything. 84%. And, I mean, a significant amount of water to the world. It's 21% of the world's, you know, fresh surface water. And then we have the federal government up until, you know, Donald Trump announced that he's actually going to show up and be there at the disaster site. They, you know, they denied them FEMA relief because, what was it? There was like some stew. I mean, it's obviously, it's like, it's Chernobyl. I mean, it's a huge disaster. FEMA is like, has to be there for stuff like this. This is why FEMA exists. But I mean, I don't know if there's too many white people in the community. I don't know what it was that, you know, made them hold back until for so long. But now finally, I believe FEMA and the federal government is going to grant relief and help out there in East Palestine. And it's so crazy because, you know, all this stuff happening at once and, you know, this might no way have anything to do with the fact that we blew up Russia's pipeline. They would never retaliate or, you know, try to harm our infrastructure or try to destroy our, you know, supply line at all. So that's good to know. They had super weird. In 2022, Netflix released a movie called White Noise. And this movie was filmed in East Palestine, Ohio. Like the town, like community members, like were in the movie and, you know, doing extra work and all that stuff because they were filming it in East Palestine. Well, you know, the whole premise of the movie is essentially, you know, verbatim, what the hell happened? You know, you got a small town in Ohio. You have this, you know, catastrophic train wreck. It spills out these toxic chemicals. It blows up and ends up just pretty much, you know, completely contaminating the whole area. And everybody's got to leave, you know, because people are dying. And they're telling the people of East Palestine, oh, no, just go ahead and stay. You know, you guys can go ahead and hunker down still. It's all good. You can drink the water. No, there's birds falling dead out of the sky. There's, you know, fish floating up, worms dying. I mean, everything in the immediate area is dead. I mean, some guy's out in Ohio and he's walking out. He's, you know, in the general area and he walked outside. He's like, I don't see a bird or any animal anywhere. And he's like, this is, it's very creepy, very eerie. And of course, you know, the CDC and all these clowns are just going to be like, oh, sure, you're fine. Go back. the clown show continues. Wow. So yeah, I mean, I don't know where it goes from here, but you know, it's perfectly safe. Just go back to your house, drink the water, eat the bugs, take the pills, make sure you get your vax boost every 5 seconds, and you'll be fine. All right, before I get out of here, let's touch a little bit on this, what's going on. And this is something I really don't even want to talk about, but I have to because it's at this point, I can't even ignore it. There's obviously a ton of racial division being pushed right now, in an effort to, like I said, kind of divide and conquer us as an American unity, as American people, as a one people, one nation. And I feel like there's a war, you know, between good and evil going on right now for the soul of humanity. And, you know, we got a full-blown death cult against, you know, people who just want, you know, liberty and freedom and to be left alone and to be able to, you know, live a healthy, normal, happy life. But yeah, this apparently it's not good enough for the other side. They just want to make sure that that you're miserable and you're doing stuff that you don't want to do. I don't know, whatever happened to live and let live. We need that back. But there's a lot of stuff going on in Ohio today, I believe, maybe yesterday. In Springfield at an elementary school, there was, you know, a group of black kids that rounded up a bunch of white kids and pretty much forced them to, you know, pay homage to BLM. And to all this and that, God knows what they were. Were they beating these kids up? I mean, how did they force these kids? I mean, these kids didn't want to be a part of anything like this. But, you know, they're white, so they're guilty. And it's okay because the black kids are allowed to round up white kids and make them do things and get on their knees and freaking, you know, pray to BLM. But naturally, if white kids did this to black kids, that wouldn't be any racial, that wouldn't be an act of racism or, you know, something like that. Get the hell out of here. We can't have double standards, you know. Double standards is what got us, you know, there to begin with. We came so far and now we're going back. Very upsetting. And these people are just, they're doing a good job. There's a lot going on. I'm seeing a lot. I hate to say it, but, you know, teach your kids, white or black, make sure that they know how to protect themselves. And make sure that they're willing to protect themselves. Because, you know, laying down and just taking your whooping never worked for anybody and it never will. And that's one of the most un-American things I can think of doing. You need to always stand up and always fight. And you need to teach your kids to stand up for against bullies, stand up for the weak, okay, and stand up for themselves. And be proud of whoever you are, no matter what you are, no matter where you come from, no matter what your skin color is, be proud of what you are and don't let anybody, you know, treat you any type of way according to your skin color and where you came from. Yeah. So on that, I got a little emotional there for a second. anyway, thank you guys for being here. A little low energy today and I apologize for that, but I did want to get this one in. Kind of going through a lot personally, but we will make it through. Because that's what we do. We fight until we can't fight anymore. And I'm not out. And I'm not down. See you guys soon. Thanks again for being here. Peace.